checking back in with Rick Doan of Interfaith Social Services for, I guess, an August update virtually. Rick, did you ever think we'd still be doing this video conferencing at this time?
There's a lot of things I didn't imagine would be going on right now.
That's for sure. Yeah, a lot of folks, I think, are finding the new normal here. Yeah. How's things going at Interfaith, I should ask?
It's actually really busy. I'd say, I mean, this morning, we have clients here well before the food pantry opens. You know, lots of people are still walking to access services, driving up. We're having some of our busiest days that we've had since the height of the pandemic. And we don't know, there's a lot of factors that might go into it. It might be the loss of the extra unemployment benefit or whatever, or people might feel a little bit more comfortable coming out, or, you know, maybe they've exhausted their savings and now they're finally reaching out. But we're happy we can be here to help them. And lots of people in the community have been rallying to keep our doors open, keep the food flowing.
Yeah, what's the status, I guess, of your volunteer staff and of your food supplies?
You know, volunteer staff is well. We've had a lot of new volunteers come in. We don't know how to look. You know, come the fall, we'll probably have to do another appeal for volunteers because we have a number of teachers that are volunteering with us. So depending what school looks like. But it's been amazing to see all the new volunteers come in, where we had so many that didn't feel comfortable coming in and volunteering anymore. And we miss seeing those volunteers. But we understand that it's not, that they'll be back at a future date. And so it took us a little while to get, you know, get everything established and settled again. But we have 100 or so volunteers, 120 coming in every week.
Okay. And in terms of supplies at the pantry, how are you looking?
You know, the orders for food pantry clients look a little different than they used to. It used to be a lot of canned vegetables and fruit. Now there's almost no canned vegetables and fruit, something that we can't source from the Greater Boston Food Bank. So what we are distributing is more frozen vegetables, fresh fruit and vegetables. So it looks a little different than it used to. But we're able to keep up. The biggest challenge, there are so many agencies that need to pick up food now from the Greater Boston Food Bank that they've limited other agencies from going in on a regular basis. So we used to have 2 standing appointments every week. And we'd go into the Greater Boston Food Bank and we'd pick up 5,000 or 6,000 pounds of food. Now we're limited to 1 pickup a week. And it has drastically changed what we select from the food bank. We've had to spend out of pocket more on fresh produce. And what it means is we've had to purchase retail a number of items. We go out and buy rice, buy peanut butter, buy cereal. And so those are things that if people are looking to donate, peanut butter and jelly, rice and cereal, and feminine hygiene products, diapers, especially size 5 and 6, are always very welcome.
Okay. And I would think if you're in a retail setting, gift cards to grocery stores would be helpful too.
Gift cards are always grateful. You know, and the thing with gift cards, we do not like to distribute them directly to clients. Okay. So people give us gift cards. We want to make sure that money is used for the purpose it was designated for. So we actually go to the supermarkets and buy food with those gift cards.
Okay, that's actually a comfort. So if you are giving those, you're guaranteed to know that they're going to be used for what they were intended.
Well, yeah, that idea of stewardship, you know, that we're being entrusted with those funds is really important to us. And we look to lengths really to make sure that the funding we receive is used to benefit the most number of people possible.
Sure, yeah. What happened to all the canned goods at Greater Boston Food Bank, Rick?
You know, there's a lot of ideas about it. You know, it's food processing. It's like a lot of it would come from the USDA. It wasn't certain commercial. And so it's shifted the commodities as to what we're getting, and it's more fresh. And, you know, you have the facilities that processed it. I don't know. Bottom line. I don't know.
Yeah, interesting. First I've heard of it.
Able to get it from the food bank.
Okay. Are you seeing the same shortages of like paper products and cleaning supplies that you're seeing at the retail level too?
No, I mean, it's something we're always asking for, those kinds of donations. We love being able to distribute hygiene items for our clients, but that demand that was there initially, it doesn't really, it's not the same situation now.
Okay. All right. Good to know. Are your hours the same there at Interfaith?
Yes. Our hours, our food pantry hours, it's Monday through Friday from 10 to 11:30 a.m. And also Wednesday evenings from 5 to 7 p.m. that clients can come into the food pantry. And our bureau drawer thrift shop is back up and running.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Really well. You know, we have lots of, we limit the number of shoppers. We are cleaning regularly. We have the plexiglass up. But we've been very grateful for the outpouring of support, people coming into shop. We did make one change to the thrift shop where people have to make an appointment to drop items off.
Oh, okay.
Seeing so many people coming in after the pandemic, after they'd cleaned out their houses in the pandemic.
Yes.
Getting all those donations in. We had to throttle that a little bit also to control the traffic coming into the building. So people just go to our website, they select a time, and they come and drop off the donation. It works really well.
Yeah, you know,
we haven't heard very many complaints.
Well, yeah, I'm you know, it's well, I know you benefit from the proceeds from that thrift shop. You know, those are crucial. Yeah, and whatever back to school looks like this year, you know, kids outgrow their clothing regardless, so it'd be a good place to check out. Yeah.
Speaking of that, we have backpacks going out the door through our food pantry. So for the month of August every year, all the kids that are served by the food pantry receive a backpack full of school supplies. So whether they're going to be in school or not, those kids are going to need school supplies. And so we're distributing backpacks with school supplies to them right now.
Okay, good to know. I know. How many did you get this year?
Well, we purchased a lot. so this year was different. You know, there in the past, there had been Harbor One Bank would do a large assembly day and donate them to us.
Right.
We had other groups that would do assembly days and donate them, hundreds of backpacks. This year we had some wonderful financial donors that stepped forward and gave us the funds we need to purchase hundreds of backpacks.
Good to know. I know. Great. Yeah, typically you get, well, I think about what, at least 700, 750, something like that.
Yeah, it's our number this year that we planned for was 750.
Okay, yeah. Speaking of doing things virtually, you are trying to have some sense of summertime for the kids, right?
That's right. You know, as far as what we can do, we've given out lots of sporting items to the kids through the food pantry, balls, kickballs, basketballs. Try to help the kids be active, sort of exhausted our supply of those, but always looking for fun things, looking for donations of kids' books, giving out lots of kids' books through the food pantry to the families that we serve.
Sure. And this past weekend, I understand there was a car wash that took over.
That's right. So we had a youth group from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints wanted to do a service project. And normally we'd say, come on in, you know, serve in the food pantry. To maintain social distance, we wanted to come up with an idea. So we suggested that they do a car wash for our clients. So that's what they did. We had our clients would pick up their food, get it loaded in their car. Then they'd go around the corner. And we had a group of teenagers there washing everybody's cars. And it was great. Clients were really very appreciative. And some people were just driving through the parking lot because this was at 101 Adams Street. And we're grateful for all the people at 101 Adams Street for letting us use their parking lot on Friday.
Oh, okay.
Some of them got free car washes too. So they went.
Oh, that's great. A lot of fun for the kids. And there's more clean cars in Quincy now.
Yeah, the little things, you know, it was great to see that involvement. It was
fun. That's great. Speaking of food, it's getting to be harvest time. If folks have their gardens planted, are you you're doing your sharing again?
We are Plant Grow Share. That's the program. We never want any food to go to waste, including from backyard gardens. You know, it's a shame every year the zucchinis and tomatoes that people are so hopeful for, and they plant them, and they don't end up eating them all. So we were asking people to donate some excess from their garden to our food pantry. And literally every day we have had people walking in or driving up and dropping off bags of cucumbers, zucchinis, tomatoes, peppers. You know, there's a therapeutic element to gardening. It looks like people have embraced that, and we've seen them donating more than ever. It's great.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of stories of, you know, pandemic victory gardens being planted by folks who've never tried it before.
Including right on the roof of the police station.
That's right.
That they grow that produce and they donate it to the food pantry.
Yeah, that's great. How long will that go on for, Rick?
As long as it'll go. I mean, we always accept. The whole purpose of this program is to get the donations of fresh produce over the summer, but also to let people know we need donations of fresh produce year round.
Okay.
Do not just buy the mac and cheese, buy bags of oranges, bags of apples, and donate them to food pantries.
Okay, good to know. And anybody who's ever planted a vegetable garden knows by the end of August, you have more zucchini and tomatoes and squash than you know what to do with.
And hopefully, you know, sometimes we get those giant zucchinis. We want people to donate them when they're a reasonable size, when they're mostly edible as opposed to all seed.
Just a giant seed bud. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Is it too soon to start talking about your signature fundraiser of the year?
No, like many people, our gala is going virtual, but our gala is going to be on December 4th. You know, it is our most important fundraiser of the year. And we hope that more people than ever are going to donate to our Feed the Hungry gala at home. We really need people's help this year. And we're still going to make it an event and make it fun. We're going to have games. Our partners like Bin Ends are going to be doing, and Spirit Fruit are going to be doing some giveaways. Our restaurant partners like Townsend and The Quarry and Granite Links are all providing recipes, and some of them providing coupons so people can get takeout and from the restaurants. And we're going to be doing games virtually. We're going to have a band, and it's going to be short. That's the key, because you know, it's going to be a Friday night, 1 hour beginning to end, games, programs, everything. It's going to be fun, but we're figuring out how all that's going to work.
I was just going to ask, is it going to be live? Parts of it pre-recorded?
Part of it's going to be live. Okay. We're partnering with QATV again. We're grateful for your help, where you guys help film a food pantry client story. And we're going to be doing that so we can tell one of our clients' stories. Part of it's going to be live, pre-recorded, a mixture of both.
Okay. Well, I mean, you might be aware that Father Bill's in Mainspring was also forced to push their food fest virtual. And as a matter of fact, it doubled event, the amount that they normally would have taken in. So it was a huge success.
Well, we hope that the community is just as generous. We're so happy for our friends at Father Bill's in Mainspring. You know, we are very aware, you know, we're a team in this together. On a daily basis, we have case managers from Father Bill's here picking up food for people who are in more stable housing. This is a team effort, and we're so happy for our friends at Father Bill's in Mainspring for the success of their event.
Sure. How is the New Directions Counseling Center going now, Rick?
We're serving a lot of clients. Yeah. So it's mostly telemedicine. We are doing some socially distant in-person sessions in larger settings. So like we're utilizing our conference rooms, some larger waiting rooms in our building to provide, because there's some people that are not comfortable having a session over the phone or through a video chat. So we are doing some in-person sessions, but mostly telemedicine. But we're serving a lot of people. We're doing just more sessions actually this last month than we did pre-COVID.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of folks are struggling, both financially and emotionally, to get through this. So that it raises some concerns, and it's good to let them know that there is help available.
Yeah, nobody should be suffering. If somebody is suffering, they should reach out so they can talk with one of our therapists. They can go to our website, interfaithsocialservices.org, or call 617-773-6203.
Okay. Anything else we should let folks know about right now, Rick?
No, we're just grateful. We are grateful to be here in Quincy. Quincy is an amazing city. The generosity we've seen from the city itself, from individuals, from neighborhood groups, doing food drives, it's really wonderful. And we feel blessed to be here serving the residents of Quincy.
Well, I wish you continued success. If we can be of any help here, please reach out and we'll do what we can to get your mission out there.
Will do. Thanks, Joe.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.